Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
I am Mark with AC James.
Star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark
F.N.
James.
This is WEEI Late Night.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
This is Mark After Dark.
So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
On WEEI Sports Radio.
If you're asking me to put odds on this thing, I say Titans and Raiders, and then I say Patriots, and then I put down the list teams like the Chargers, the Dolphins.
I mean, handicapped the Titans as the favorite right now, which I was like, whoa, okay, I knew that Tennessee was an option, but he made it out to be more of an option than I realized it to be. To rank the teams right now would be Tennessee, Las Vegas, and New England.
I have to say I made one mistake, at least, during that long day. I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello. It is Wednesday night. My name is Mark James. That is Mark with a C. James, coming to you live. And, you know, even though it's the middle of the week, getting ready for the weekend, you know what? There's never a dull moment, to say the least. You know, there really never is a dull moment. And Adam Schefter, how about that? Mr., the guy who's informed reporting is now turned into a informed conjecture and opinion making. It's like, whoa, giving rankings for the potential landing spots for Tom Brady, giving rankings right now. Huh? That's not good. That's not good, especially if you're a Patriots fan, if you heard that. We'll also get to Adam Schefter's big report, which came out tonight, we're going to have a new playoff system this season. Prior to the collective bargaining agreement, the new one being reached, we will have a new collective bargaining agreement, if you can believe that, which to me, it's interesting in a lot of fronts, but I will say, I like it. I really, really like it. But the epicenter of the sports universe starts around one thing. And that is the cheating scandal that was broken, not by Major League Baseball, but a former colleague of mine here at WEI named Evan Drellick. And Major League Baseball, of course, Rob Manfred, who's been quite, let's just say, dismissive, arrogant, condescending, patronizing, just there are a few adjectives to throw in there. All those things combine, and yet we don't have any solution. We've got nothing. Oh, yeah, they hit the Astros, but at the end of the day, the Yankees got ripped off. They went to Game 7 against the Astros in the ALCS. How about the Dodgers? Oh, and better yet, how about Andrew Marchand from the New York Post, who said, quote, if MLB vacated Astros in 2017, it would potentially have to vacate Red Sox in 2018. So all of you, including me, who are so adamant about the Astros and them possibly having their world title stripped away, eviscerated, vacated, whatever word you want to use, are you willing to possibly take that sort of gamble? knowing that your beloved Sox could also be completely stripped of their title. There'd be no World Series champions for two straight years, just completely vacated, like 1994 with a strike-shortened season. Would you be okay with that? Is that something that you're okay with? Because I am. I'm okay with it. Now, what does it do? We all know what happened. The Astros beat the Dodgers in 2017, albeit with electronic sign-stealing techniques. The Red Sox went ahead, beat the Yankees, Astros, and Dodgers, despite the fact that there's a claim out there they did not cheat in the postseason. Okay, whatever, because Major League Baseball was strictly monitoring throughout the postseason. But how would you feel? Is if Rob Manfred woke up tomorrow and knows that he's getting blasted not only by every player, well, it seems like every player in his own league, but by people in other leagues. Oh, like the face of the NBA for the better part of the last 17 years, LeBron James. You remember LeBron, who was quoted and saying, listen, I don't play baseball, but I am in sports, and I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title and I found out about it, I would be effing irate. I mean, like, uncontrollable about what I would slash could do. Listen here, baseball commissioner. Listen to your players speaking today about how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, etc. about this. Literally, the ball is in your court, or should I say field, and you need to fix this for the sake of sports, end quote. Mike Trout, who I don't know if I've ever seen Mike Trout be quoted on anything beside the teammate that he lost, who died of an overdose last year. And, you know, obviously Mike Trout was upset about that. They wore the guy's number on their uniform the rest of the season. Mike Trout comes out the face of baseball and blasts your antiquated, dying sport. Blasts it. And you know what? He had every right to do it. Alex Wood, Cody Bellinger, Nick Markakis, Aaron Judge came out and said something. So all these people are coming out and talking about how much the commissioner has completely messed up this whole situation. He called the World Series trophy, quote, a piece of metal. That's it. So, I'm okay. I'll sacrifice a title from the Red Sox if they cheated in the 2018 season. It's not about me, though. Would you? Your fourth World Series title in 15 years, would you give that up? Because you cheated. And I've made this, I can't say this any better in terms of trying to make a point, is this, that it doesn't matter that you didn't cheat in the postseason. If you cheated throughout the entire regular season in 2018, you hired the bench coach from the Astros who brought their system over. If you cheated, then you should be completely, totally vacated of being called the World Series champions. Now, I don't think it'll happen because Manfred's already come out and said, what good does that do? It's a piece of metal, you know. Well, then what you do is you just empowered all the players who actually cheated. You empowered them and make it seem like your sport is basically nothing more than glorified WWE on a baseball diamond. That's it. You might as well call it sports entertainment. Yeah. Let's just call it WWB, World Wrestling Baseball. You know? Yeah, you've already got songs that you play for batters when they come up to the plate. Now they can have entrances with smoke and everything else. All the pomp and circumstances you could ever want. But here's the rub on baseball, which to me is the funniest thing in the world. This is the only thing that makes your complete, total, dying sport interesting. This makes it compelling. People are actually talking about your sport in February prior to the start of pitchers and catchers reporting in spring training. So if I'm baseball, I'm using this right now. I'm not shying away from it and trying to sweep it underneath the rug. But are you okay with that? Think about it. So I'm okay with both. You want to vacate the Astros, it's fine. Then you got to vacate the Red Sox as well. You have to do both. I don't know what's worse. Is it doing it in the postseason or doing it in the regular season? There were more games in the regular season than there were in the postseason. Now, the Red Sox, in the postseason, apparently, they won it on their own merit, I guess. So you cheated throughout the semester, but you didn't cheat on the final exam. Oh, okay. Yeah, interesting. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you explain that one to your professor. Oh, yeah, someone did my research papers. They took all my exams. But I showed up for the final, though, and I took that one. I didn't cheat whatsoever. Oh, okay. Well, then you're going to get an A then. It doesn't work that way. I just think this makes baseball look like the biggest joke. It does. And if Rob Manfred doesn't do the right thing here, and what's the right thing? What should the punishment be? It's all subjective. I gave you my punishment. I say vacate the titles. Vacate them. I know. I mean, it's like, you know, what do you do? Because they've done that in sports before, in college football, and USC did it with Reggie Bush because he had to vacate the Heisman Trophy. And they literally came to his house and took the Heisman Trophy away. And I'll never forget the 30 for 30 on ESPN talking about USC, and Snoop Dogg said, man, they come to my house and said, come get this mother bleeping Heisman if you want it. Like, I there's no way I'm parted with that. But they've stripped teams. But this isn't college. This is pros. So what's the proper punishment? What would you do? And that's my question, because I'd vacate them both. Back-to-back years, there were no champions. And then it tells the story of baseball. I know it's unprecedented, but it's sort of like the Black Sox way back in the day. That's what I'm doing, because a wrong needs to be righted. Two wrongs don't make a right, but you need to do something, because what you're doing is, by giving immunity to the players, you are showing that, hey, we don't care that you cheated because you're the face of the sport. We're going to punish the coaches, the managers, the GM, Jeff Luhnow, in Houston. We're going to punish all of them. But the players you cheat, oh no, that's just boys being boys. No, it doesn't work that way at all. At all. So for me, vacate. Vacate. But would you be willing to give up the 2018 World Series title from your beloved 119 win Boston Red Sox? Would you be willing to do that? I'm okay with it. You won three other ones legitimately on your own merit. This one I'm okay with. I really am. I don't have a problem with it. You know another reason I would like it? Selfishly speaking, that would mean that David Price has still never won in the postseason. That's why I would really like it. That if you vacate, that, see, there's some fringe benefits. There's some silver lining. And that, to me, is the silver lining in all of this. It really is that David Price still would not have won a game until you take everything away. Then you take away Mookie Betts' .227 average in the postseason, or at least that postseason. So that's what I'm doing. What would you do? I'm just vacating both. But here, a lot of people here, you like, you know, when it comes to other teams and other franchises, you love to be able to play the judge, jury, and executioner. But what happens when it comes to your franchise? Because I believe this verdict that they say is going to be a slap on the wrist for the Red Sox. What is, so because they didn't do it in the postseason, what about them cheating during the regular season? What about that? Do you just completely brush over that? And then Rob Manfred, who talked about baseball having the intestinal fortitude to step up and do something here that you didn't do anything. This was Evan Drellick, Ken Rosenthal, and Mike Fiers. You did nothing. You would have sweat. You weren't going to do anything. Matter of fact, that was one of the things in the story. That you were not going to do anything at all. If it wasn't for Evan Drellick, who used to come in here on Saturday mornings with Bedhead. But Drellick was great on this, and I give him all the credit in the world. Nick, do we have that Rob Manfred sound of him saying that baseball have intestinal fortitude, that he actually said that? Not on the call sheet, but it should be in the system somewhere. He actually said that baseball has intestinal fortitude. Really? How about integrity or character or some sort of, thing to respect the game itself? How about having some of that instead of just saying, well, we had intestinal fortitude? Are you kidding me? You had about as much intestinal fortitude as Roger Goodell when they got the Ray Rice tape and it sat on his desk, or he did nothing with it, or he watched it and decided to do nothing with it for 3.5-4 months until Harvey Levin and TMZ got a hold of the tape. You did nothing with it. So don't sit here and tell me that you have intestinal fortitude, because you didn't at all. And it just makes your sport look even worse. Do you think? Now, I think from a rating standpoint, there will be some intrigue to this season for the Astros. I think that people want to watch, but then I wonder, will the novelty weigh off a little bit? Will it just sort of go away like the XFL or the AAF? Oh, and I don't mean WAAF, as they are going away after this Saturday, if you haven't heard the news. They will no longer be a rock station, so rest in peace to WAAF. I actually do feel bad because I grew up on WAAF in Western Massachusetts. They had a large signal when I was growing up there, and we got it like it was broadcast straight in downtown Springfield. So I feel sorry for everybody that listened to that station, but they will no longer be a rock station come Saturday. So I feel awful about that. Great station, legendary station. I didn't know Opie Anthony used to be on that station. But not to get on another tangent, but yes. So my thing is this. Baseball, you've got a major problem. And you need to solve it. And your commissioner is making you look like more of a joke. And if he doesn't solve it, he should be removed. You have to do the right thing here. I mean, something needs to be done that's going to show the players that you can't cheat. It's not the Bud Selig turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to steroids in the 90s. It's not that. This is the integrity of the biggest showcase, the World Series, in back-to-back champions in 2017 and 2018, that people are, first of all, the Astros will always be construed as cheaters. Always. They will always be construed as cheaters. But for me, what about the Red Sox? They're the team that I'm looking at right now and saying, Now, do you really believe when you have ownership and management come out and they speak about, the cheating things, they reserve judgment? Well, I'll reserve judgment when baseball renders their verdict, but I don't know. I'm expecting it to be a slap on the wrist, that it's not going to be as bad as Houston, but I want to know why. If you cheated for 162 games, isn't that more than cheating for a potential 20 games in a postseason? 162 more than 120. I thought it was, but I could be mistaken. 617-779-7937. We'll find that Rob Manfred sound that was lost in the system so long ago. It was yesterday's last night's show. We'll find it, though. I'm sure we'll find it somewhere. But he literally was on the show sheet last night. But I'm sure we'll find it somewhere in the system. Now it's time for trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
The idea of, you know, an asterisk or asking for a piece of metal back seems... you know, sort of a futile act. People are always know that there was something about the 2017 World Series that was different, and they're going to know that because whether we made every decision right or wrong, we undertook a really thorough investigation, and we had the intestinal fortitude to put out there the facts we found, even though they weren't very pretty.
Okay, we had the intestinal fortitude. Just clip that part off and make a drop out of it. That in your investigation, you mean Evan Drellick in the Athletics investigation, because you didn't investigate anything. You just took their findings and used it as your own punishment. So even if the Red Sox are not found to have any wrongdoing in the postseason, and I believe that's probably the case, if they cheated throughout the entire regular season for the games at home, don't you have to vacate that title as well? I mean, I think that would be sort of customary. Don't, like, isn't that just sort of correlate with the Astros? How are the Red Sox any less cheaters than the Astros? Because they didn't do it in the playoffs? Doesn't make any sense at all. 617-779-7937. So I mentioned a lot of people have come out and talked about what should happen with the Houston Astros and what should be done with their title. One guy who lost an MVP to an Astro, Jose Altuve, Aaron Judge, who was just a rookie back in 2017, said this about the Astros.
Do you think the Astros should be stripped of their 2017 championship?
I just don't think it holds any value with you know, you cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned the way of, you know, playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that, you know, we're competing, we're competitors. And the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out in the line, and, you know, whoever's the better player, better person, you know, comes out on top, you know, and, you know, you just lay it out there. And, you know, to know that another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against, that I just don't feel like that's earned, or, you know, yeah, it's not earned.
Not earned. I agree with Aaron Judge. He may be Yankee, but I agree with him. It's time to do it, man. I mean, here's the thing. Why not? And if Rob Manfred in that first clip that you heard say, well, everybody's going to know there's been something different. Well, yeah, there's something different about every World Series. In 2017, the Astros played the Dodgers. In 2018, the Red Sox played the Dodgers. In 2019, the Nationals played the... Who did they play last year? And I can't even remember, in the American League. The Astros, that's right. The Astros made it again, that's right. I'm like, oh my God.
We had
so,
intestinal fortitude.
Yeah, you had no intestinal fortitude, dude. You cheated. I'm sorry. You've got to make people accountable. Even your own players are saying making other players be accountable. So Jeff Passan was on Get Up this morning with Mike Greenberg, and Here's what he had to say about the 2017 World Series champions.
I think it would look like Rob Manfred coming out and having to say, hey, given what has happened, given the reaction throughout the sport, which is far greater than I think anyone, even inside of baseball, anticipated, I want to make things right. I want to put baseball back on the proper path. And to do so, we have to look at 2017 through a different lens. And that lens is that this championship is no longer valid. Now, is that an easy thing to do? Does it look like a flip-flop? Of course it does. But desperate times, Greeny, call for desperate measures. And these are desperate times for Major League Baseball right now. So that is under consideration at this point.
Ooh, I like that last part. Really? That is under consideration at this point. Ooh. Yeah, I don't have a problem with you being a flip-flopper. I'd rather you be a flip-flopper and get it right than being some stubborn old, what's this going to do? No. Just put asterisks next to both 2017 and 2018. Houston cheated, Boston cheated. That's it. Oh, but I do like Mark Teixeira's sort of comments on the whole situation.
I think what you see from Judge and Markakis, Trout, these guys, if the Astros players aren't going to get punished by Major League Baseball, then we're going to punish you. And that means humiliation. There will be guys getting thrown at during the season, and I'm not one for violence, but I think the humiliation is actually more than just, hey, I'm gonna tell you that you did something wrong, or I'm going to tell you you cheated. I want LeBron James chiming in. I want Congress chiming in. I want the entire baseball world to know what you did, and you should be humiliated by that.
All right, the number 617-779-7937 to get in. I like that too. I don't care if baseball is going to police itself. There's an over-under on how many Astros will get beaned this year, 83.5. Last year they got beaned 66. I'm going over, way over. I think 83.5 is low. I think it'll be over 100, and I'm okay with it. I don't care. Like, listen, you want to cheat? You want to taint the sport? You know the worst thing about this? Pete Rose is still banned from baseball after 31 years. And his 4,256 hits are completely, totally legitimate. His World Series rings that he won with the Reds and the Phillies, completely, totally legitimate. But yet he's still banned for life from baseball. Oh, okay. Okay. That's real good. So you're going to wait till he dies, and then you're going to induct him to Cooperstown posthumously. Really? That's how you're going to do this thing? You need to make an example. And docking the Astros two second-round picks, international talent pool money, it's a lot. It's not enough. It's not enough. And I'm sorry, even if you find out the Red Sox didn't cheat in the postseason, if they cheated in the regular season throughout the entire 162 games, how do you just let them go with a slap on the wrist? With just a nice little, hey, here's a warning. Hey, don't worry about it. No, it's okay here. You're fine. How do you let that happen? This would never happen in any other sport. And I know what you think, Teixeira. He was in that Texas Rangers team when they were all juicing back in the day with Juan Gonzalez and A-Rod. I know. But he's an analyst now, and he's talking about the current situation, what's going on right now. So my question to you is, what would you do if you were Rob Manfred? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Terry, who's up next in up first in Maine. What's up, Terry?
Hey, not too much. Thanks for having me. Never been on the station before.
Oh, well, welcome. Appreciate your first time caller. As they said in Goodfellas, to Henry Hill's character played by Ray Liotta, you did something, and you did. I can't say that phrase on the air anymore, but you did something. You're no longer a virgin.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Oh, no. Not only one of the, in my opinion, the greatest movie of all time.
Well, I got to go with The Departed on that one.
No, because The Departed had too many swerves at the end, and it made it confusing at the end. This guy turned on that guy, and the party was great, but no, nothing will ever be good, fellas. Nothing.
All right, I'll digress then. So anyway, I've been kind of listening along, and with the Astros scandal, I think it's the worst scandal of all time. And it was organizational from the highest executives all the way down to the players to employees much lower than that. And I would be totally fine with stripping them of their World Series, and I've been fine with that the whole time. And I don't even think that's a dangerous precedent. But if the Red Sox part of it is far less egregious, I think taking it away from them would be a dangerous precedent, because now in the future, all you're going to have is conspiracy theories with all these other teams. These little rumors are going to get blown into massive lines, and then people are going to start, you know, wanting their championships taken away. And the thing with the Astros is, we knew it was bad before the commissioner ruled on it. There was a ton of evidence all over the internet. You know, we could see it. There was presentations of it. With the Red Sox, we have no idea what's going to happen right now. We don't know what they have. And I'd be uncomfortable taking it away. And I am not a homer. Like, I don't want to get into any of these individually, but I was fine with the Mookie Betts trade. I was fine with Alex Cora getting fired. I thought he deserved to. You know, so I'm totally good with a lot of that stuff, but if the Red Sox, if they're part of it, is essentially a misdemeanor in the grand scheme of things.
Why is it a misdemeanor?
Well, we don't. If they were using the video room, and that was only going to be viable with a runner on second base, you know, for them to relay signs. Because the second baseman is the only one who can see the signs, second base runner, excuse me. You know, it's not as impactful as what the Astros were doing, which affected literally every at bat.
Okay, but cheating is cheating, Terry. You're talking about, I appreciate the phone call. Don't make sure it's not your last time calling. Now you're talking about different degrees of cheating. That's what you're talking about right now. Like, well, they cheated, but they didn't cheat as bad. No, they weren't. They weren't as egregious and flagrant and brazen as Houston, but they still cheated. But it's amazing when people hear that everyone wants to talk about, oh, what should happen to this team and what should happen. It's amazing when it goes, oh, what about your team? What about your team, Boston, New England? You willing to take that 2018 banner down from Fenway? Off Yawkey Way? Sorry. Old habits died hard. Jersey Street? You willing to take that banner away now? Right? Pretend it never happened? I am. But are you? See, that's the thing. You have to be, if you're willing to do this, that you have to be willing to say, you know what, if I have to sacrifice, I'll sacrifice one. And guess what? David Price still never won a game in the postseason. That postseason just doesn't count. It doesn't count at all. You know? So there's a lot of things there to consider. But it's interesting when everybody wants to talk about and be judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to other people or other teams or other franchises, but when it's their own, whoa, hold on there. Wait a second. Hey, I know we don't have this in the system, but you got to find this, Nick. It's really easy to find. YouTube. Liam Neeson. When Liam Neeson talks about equal pay for female actors, and I can't do it justice, you're just going to have to hear this. And then someone asks him, they go, oh, well, what about you taking a pay cut to help compensate for female actors? Oh, no. He goes, oh, no. Oh, you got it that quick?
Healthy and necessary discussion about it, because the disparity sometimes is disgraceful.
How do you think we can move past that?
We're starting, and it has to start, you know, and it's starting with these extraordinary actresses and
listen to this.
Brave ladies, and we as men have got to be part of it, you know. We started it, so we have to be part of the solution.
So would you take a pay cut to kind of equal things out?
No. Pay cut? No. That's gone too far. No, there has to be parity. There just has to be.
All right, Nick. Like, get the question with his total reaction. Like, just back that up. Just to the part where she goes, would you take a pay cut? And then him going, no. Like, what? No, I'm all for women getting more money. What about you taking a pay? No, that doesn't make any sense. Are you kidding me?
So would you take a pay cut to kind of equal things out?
No. Pay cut? No. That's gone too far.
Oh, clip that off for future reference with, and then the rest of his answer say no, but it does, because we need to do some parody. Oh, yeah. It's all fine and dandy when people are allocating other people's finances. But what about when somebody's trying to allocate your finances? Ooh, it changes a little bit, doesn't it? So it's fine. Everybody, I am leading the brigade to strip the Astros of the 2017 title. I'm all in. But if the Red Sox cheated in 2018, I'm also in on vacating their title as well. Question is, are you in Sox Nation? And if you don't want to do that, then what should you do? If you were the commissioner of baseball, 617-779-7937. How is the name of this town pronounced, Jason, in Nahant? Nahant, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, what's up, Jason?
Hey, so my big thing is I don't think there's any actual reasonable way to punish anybody except to, I don't think you can take the trophy away, but if you take all their statistics away for the season.
Yeah, just for the postseason, it's vacated. It's like the 1994 postseason baseball. It just didn't have, they just stopped it and there's no postseason. That's what you would do.
And I don't know if it was one of the initial things I heard this year when they were talking about the Red Sox cheating. Did they do something that may have just been skirting the rule? Did they use a runner so that technically nobody from the organization was watching? They were watching a broadcast and they used a runner to tell people what the signals meant
on second base.
Yeah, so it's the old Patriots logic. Is it cheating or is it skirting the rule? Is it finding the loophole?
Well, my question is this. What did they do throughout the course of the regular season at home at Fenway Park? That's my question. What did they do then? Because that, to me, that apparently that video room, they had, like, they were going back and forth from the dugout to the video room. Back and forth. So that's what, now you could sit here, I'm not saying what the Red Sox did was wasn't as egregiously flagrant as the Astros, but they cheated. We all know they cheated. That's why Alex Cora is no longer the manager, because they cheated. And he was the one who brought the system over from Houston. So, in my opinion, Jason, and I don't know about yours, you could tell me, I think both the Astros and Red Sox titles are tainted. But I would imagine that you probably agree the Astros title is tainted, but not the Red Sox. Is that correct?
I think that there is, I mean, if the Red Sox did what the only thing that I've actually heard anything substantial, having that runner, that's still, to me, it's tainted. But I don't know if I would vacate the title, just like I don't know if I would vacate the title with the Astros for the simple, ignorant as it may be, steroid excuses. You still got to hit the ball.
Yeah, so no, I know, but like you said, the absolutely ignorant steroid excuses. But Brady Anderson hit 50 home runs in 1996 when he never hit like more than 23 in a season. Someone just texted in, WNBA players are looking for equal pay too. Yeah, well, if I was them, I wouldn't hold their breath. They're lucky to have a league. They're lucky that the fact that the NBA has basically supported them for the better part of the last 25 years. Because without the NBA, you don't exist. Remember what Joe Pesci said in Casino to Robert De Niro's character, Ace Sam Rothstein? I don't know if you realize this or not. I'm what counts out here. With, if it's not for me, you don't exist. if it's not for the NBA, the WNBA doesn't exist. So they can want equal pay all, you know, as long as they want. You know what I want? I want Adriana Lima and Charlotte McKinney to be waiting for me when I get home into my bed at 1:15 in the morning. I want them to be both dressed up in thigh-high stockings and heels. You can want in one hand and crap in the other and see which one gets full first. So you can want all you want. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. So although I think the women in Hollywood deserve to get more equal pay with the men because they, you know, listen, it's not like the WNBA where nobody, like, people are watching movies. Just not Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy. Other than that, people are watching, you know, Scarlett Johansson, Amy Adams. So I would say that they deserve to get paid as much as their leading men. I don't know why they don't. You know who else doesn't know why they don't, Nick? Liam Neeson, when he's asked about it. So do you think that the women, what if you took a pay cut? What do you think should happen? Would you be willing to take a pay cut?
So would you take a pay cut to kind of equal things out?
No. Pay cut? No. That's good.
All right. We'll clip that off without me laughing in the background, too. We got to get that for a few. That's the funniest thing ever. And then his whole answer thereafter. No. Yeah. It's so funny when everybody wants in New England. Oh, yeah. Astros are cheaters. Let's get rid of their title. What about your title? What about you? Okay. What about you? What you did? Hey, Michigan doesn't. They never went to the 92 and 93 Final Fours, according to NCAA. Neither did UMass in 96. So it's one thing when you all want to do that, but it's another thing when it's your team. So I'm just asking you if you're willing to part with your precious 2018 title. If you are, I would be willing to do it. You won three prior to that, so you don't win number four. So what? I would be willing to do it. But it's amazing then when it's like, oh, wait a second. Oh, about the Sox. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no. 617-779-7937 will continue this discussion.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I felt and continue to feel that the best thing we can do for our fans is to give them the facts, put them in a position to make their own judgment as to what happened in 2017, what the significance of that particular World Series is. I also, and I've said this before, very concerned about opening the door to altering results that took place on the field. There are a lot of things that have happened in the history of the game that arguably could be corrected, and I just think it's an impossible task for an institution to undertake.
You know, I'm going to quote Kevin Garnett here. Anything is possible. And I love that rejoin there on MGMT. Electric feel. I can't believe that song is 10 years old now. It still holds up. It's still a great song. All right, Mark James. Mark with a C. James here with you till 1 in the morning. To get in, 617-779-7937. Mike is in Mansfield. What's up, Mike?
I've called before, I think, on your show, or at least I've called the station a couple times, but I just want to establish, I am not an Astros fan. I like the hometown Red Sox. I'm actually from Cleveland. I actually worked for the Cleveland Indians years ago, back in 95 to 97. And, you know, you had a caller earlier, and he made a good point. I think, you know, taking away a World Series will be setting a really dangerous precedent, especially, you know, I could see putting an asterisk next to the Astros. For you all Red Sox, you know, I guess kind of like, look at it this way. Does the punishment fit the crime? Kind of like you trespass in somebody's yard. Then you trespass and break and entering. You break and entering and now you assault them. Now you assault them and kill them. Depending on what level of the crime, again, I think, you know, even the Astros taken away. Yeah, it's kind of screwed up what they did and it maybe should be taken away. But to start treading on the level of the Red Sox, what was done, what wasn't done, only postseason. Again, you know, it was mitigating circumstances. Just like when you go to trial, Weinstein right now, He may be innocent. He might be guilty. But if he's guilty, he's an old man. You know, what are they going to do? You know, I guess you have to weigh up the punishment. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Okay. I wouldn't compare anybody in this to Harvey Weinstein, but I see where you're coming from. Yeah, I mean, I would hope not. Nothing that the Astros or Red Sox did is ever comes close to that monster. But I see what you're saying. There are different degrees, but trespassing, I don't know. I know cheating's inherently been part of the game of baseball since its inception. I know that. But when you're cheating for an entire year, that's something that I haven't a problem with, or you're doing it in the postseason. You know, the Astros, there's no doubt. I mean, they should have their title vacated. The Red Sox, I'm saying if they cheated, then so should they. That's where I stand. If they cheated throughout the regular season, throughout the entire 162 games, because who knows? Maybe if they didn't cheat, they wouldn't have won the division. They wouldn't have, you know, like they wouldn't have made it. You don't know. You don't know. Sean's up next in New Hampshire. Well, thanks for holding. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Mark. Just like the last caller said about different degrees of cheating or crimes, like that's why you can't set the precedent of vacating titles, in my opinion. Like, do you want to take away some of Brady's titles for Deflategate, or is that not cheating enough? Like, we have to now analyze what's severe cheating and what's acceptable cheating. Like, just don't vacate titles. Punish them other ways, you know?
Yeah, but... I mean, the Patriots didn't cheat in a Super Bowl or a postseason. I mean, deflated balls, that's not even cheating. That's just
right, that's an easy one, but it's going to start to get difficult, you know,
when you start to decide. This isn't about football, though. This is about Major League Baseball.
All right, what about Manny Ramirez? He was convicted of PEDs or whatever.
Sure.
You know, we won a couple titles with him, didn't we?
You did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Take those away then. You know?
Yeah, but like, this wasn't a systemic thing going on from the manager on down. This was an individual. When you're talking about a systemic precedent, which is what we're talking about here with the Astros and Red Sox, that changes everything.
Yeah, so take away draft picks, find the organization like as much as you can, do as much as you can punishment-wise, but I mean, I don't know about vacating titles. That just seems crazy to me. Because now you got to start digging through history and see who was cheating, you know, and accept.
Well, I understand it opens up a Pandora's box, Sean. But my thing is, you know, I'm willing to go there. Here's the thing. You can't. I mean, we're not going to. Yeah, I'm not.
Can we give the Sacramento Kings a title then, please? From Tim Donaghy officiating for the Lakers.
Right. Yeah. That's funny.
That's all I want to do with it if we're going to start that.
Yeah. Mike Bibby, Vlade Divac, and Chris Webber get a title?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Tim Donaghy is a legendary cheater. I mean,
a bunch of times.
There's a lot of money to be made. I don't hold against them.
Well, the thing about
the
thing about I didn't like about the NBA is the NBA was saying that, oh, this is just one rogue official. No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, no. It was systemic. It was, and they wanted to designate and make him the fall guy, but there's no way in hell it was just one guy. No way. Come on.
Right.
There's no way. Absolutely not. All right, Sean, thanks for the phone call.
Fall guy in
617-779-7937. Uh-oh, look at what I see on the call screen here. Uh-oh, this could change the show a little bit. Christian in Maine. What's up, Christian?
What's going on, buddy? I'm sorry about the strawberries comment the other day.
The what?
The strawberries comment last week when we were reminiscing about strawberries. But absolutely bury the Red Sox if they're cheating.
Okay.
Bury them. Okay. You were so passionate tonight, dead on. Bury the Sox. If they cheated, bury them.
I'm okay with it. If they cheated, if they found out that they cheated throughout the regular season, vacate. Vacate it, man.
Absolutely.
Yep. I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Are you a Sox fan too?
Absolutely.
Since okay, you're saying that you don't mind having a title being vacated?
Not at all. I lived without a title for years. I could go with a dirty title getting gone.
Okay. Yep. It's a tainted title, Christian. You and I are on the same page. Tainted title, you know? I mean, that's what it comes down to. All right, Christian, thanks for the phone call. No, I am. I'm I'm okay. I'm okay with tainting the title. So we might have a new leader on the board here. Oh, yeah. Adam Schefter names a sleeper team for Tom Brady, and he gives his rankings on where he thinks at this point Brady will end up. And Patriot fans, you better cover your ears when you hear this. 617-779-7937. Hour two, Mark After Dark, next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.